This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters in Islam, when we are struck with calamities and trials, we start getting angry with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We think that Allah hates us so much, that's why He's punishing us through these trials. Which could be true to an extent, but it is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it, I am as my servant, think of me. So if you think that these trials are means of punishment for what you did in the past, then that could be the case. But if you considered it as a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using to cleanse you from your past sins, then that would be the case as well. The fact of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved you from your troubles time and time again, and you know it. And He's capable and able to save you once again by His will and permission. Just be patient a little bit. He saved Musa alayhi salam from Fir'aun and his soldiers and from the ocean. He saved Isa alayhi salam from being crucified by his enemies. He made him one of the nearest to him. He saved Ibrahim alayhi salam from a blazing fire. And He commanded the fire to be cool and a means of safety upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. He changed the function of the fire because of the quality of the man, because of his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He saved Ismail alayhi salam from the knife that was about to slaughter him. He saved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the disbelieving Qurayshi people who were plotting against him and Ali ibn Abi Talib to kill them both. Yet He caused them to sleep, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved in between them and he didn't see him. That same Allah, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is capable to save you from your current problems. He saves you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our ugly history and the sins that we have committed against Him willingly. Subhanallah, He could have destroyed us right away after committing those sins, but He gave us those chances to come back to Him, to return in repentance. And every time we do, He promised to respond. Tell them, O Muhammad, to call upon me, I will immediately respond. He forgives you, my brothers and sisters in Islam. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Tell them, O Muhammad, tell my servants who have transgressed against themselves. Because when we sin, my brothers and sisters, we don't wrong Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least. We wrong no one but ourselves. Subhanallah al-Azim. Tell them, if they transgressed against themselves, never to despair from the mercy of Allah, for Allah forgives all sins, big or small, major or minor. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving, most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you. And this is enough evidence, my brothers and sisters, to expect the best from Him. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah." The one who repents from sin like the one who never sinned. Like there will be no history of sins on the Day of Judgment if you sincerely repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from whatever you did. Expect the best from Him, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the top of that, He loves you. Subhanallah al-Azim, from one Ramadan to another, all the sins that we may have committed in between are forgiven. From one Friday to another, all the sins that we may have committed in between are forgiven. From one Salah to another, from Fajr to Dhuhr, from Dhuhr to Asr, all the sins that we may have committed in between are forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves all of us in action by giving us these opportunities so that our sins will be wiped out before we meet Him, subhanallah al-azim. Even this Ramadan, every Ramadan that we witness, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability, grant us life to witness many, many Ramadans to come so that we can grab these opportunities of forgiveness. In Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that this is the month in which the Quran has been revealed as guidance and a clarification of that guidance. So Allah did not leave us without clear guidance. And subhanallah al-azim, He made sure to make it easy for us, He locked up shaitans. That's love. To make sure that we will inshallah ta'ala seize the opportunity. He made sure that he will shut down the gates of hell and open wide the gates of Jannah. To even make it easier, one deed will be multiplied in reward in our scale of good actions. He loves you, and this is enough evidence to expect the best from him. My brothers and sisters in Islam, remember, he saves you, he forgives you, and he loves you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us salvation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love us to an extent that he will bring us closer to him on the day of judgment. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.